suppose looking forward to it now. We've been at it for a while, I suppose, prepping, pre-season, league, and it's come around pretty quick in the end, I suppose. So we're week and a bit out now, Niall. So it'll all come thick and fast once it starts. That's generally the way it goes. You're waiting for it to get going, and then it gets going, and it's on then. So it goes. Those games come very, very thick and fast once they start. But yeah, this is what the lads want to be doing, and this is what they're all looking forward to when they started back the hard slog in October. And I suppose bad pitches and bad weather, but I suppose we're sitting here and it's bad weather still, yeah. So you're hoping that we get a bit of good weather coming into the next couple of weeks as the championship kicks off. So yeah, looking forward to it. I think around the county as well, and around, I'm sure, all the different counties who are about to start in their journey in championship, everyone's looking forward to it.
You mentioned the players yourselves all looking forward. There must be a good old buzz around the camp now.
Yeah, there is. And I suppose there's, you get through your league and there's a lot going on early in the season, as you know yourself, with Fitzgibbon Cup and, getting through your league rounds. But, every player wants to be coming into form and injury-free this time of the year as you build towards championship. And as I said, it all happens very fast. But, yeah, definitely a good buzz around the camp, the lads are in good form, and certainly everyone is looking forward to it.
It's the Leinster Championship. I know you played in 2009 yourself in Galway, got into Leinster. You must be envious in many ways, Damien, the fact that they have five games, guaranteed at least five games in the Leinster Championship. In your own day, for the most part of it, a defeat, and you were nearly out of the Championship. From a player's perspective now, to get so many games, it's fantastic, isn't it?
It is, and I suppose you're when you're a player, you want to be playing matches. Mm-hmm. And I suppose, six teams, five games, three slots up for grabs, if you like. And the fact that those games are coming now, it's tough sometimes at times, and anyone involved in backroom teams will tell you that those 6 and 7 day turnarounds are tricky, but there's no doubt you're getting a run of games. They're coming thick and fast, and you have to move from week to week. And I'm sure anyone you're talking to will tell you, as a player, they want to be playing matches, high quality games as well. So I suppose it's a long time, 2009 now, but I think there's been good positive changes made, particularly the Leinster Championship, our role in it, and as you said, those games that come at you. So I think it's a positive. Yeah,
they're coming thick and fast, the games. You mentioned the quick turnaround. I think in the first 13 days of the Championship you play three games, so it'll test the strength of the panel as well, all those games, won't it?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. You have our first games at home against Carlow. So obviously that's our focus right now. But 7 days after that, you have Kilkenny at home. And then, that's a Sunday game. And I suppose from everyone's point of view, you finish there, however that goes on Sunday. And then, you quickly have to try and recover the lads, most importantly. A lot of lads obviously are getting up on that Monday morning and heading for work or whatever, but you'll do a certain amount of training that week. But Saturday comes around quick, and that's a 6 day, and we have to go to Wexford. So as you said, those three games, and they're really, really important, how you start your campaign, and certainly the 6 day turnaround, that is definitely tricky to deal with, and that's coming in the third week for us as well. So we'll have to put a lot of focus on that, and we'll have to get that right, because none of these games, all these games take a lot out of the players, and you go hard for all of them, and then the third one is off a 6 day. So we'll have to get that right, and that's going to be really important, particularly because it's an away game in Wexford Park.
The Carlow game is the game we start with. If I remember back to 2019, it was the first game for Galway that year as well. And in many ways, it was the game that defined Galway's season, in the sense that I think Galway won by 8 points, but in the end, it wasn't enough to see Galway through on scoring averages. So we know the challenge that's going to be faced, particularly playing Carlow in that first round.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. I remember that. And, Carlow have a lot of good players, and they have a lot of big ball winners. And they have good scorers inside, the likes of Marty Cavan, they're good players. And if you the fellas that's over the team, like they're right in the Kilkenny border there, But the Mullalys are really good hurling people as well, and they'll have them right. And I'm sure they're a little bit disappointed after the finish up of their league, but you can be sure they'll be right in the opening round of championship coming to Galway. So yeah, that, you know, again, it's probably, you know, in terms of the overall picture of the championship with, you know, six game or five games, your opening game is really, really important, and it's a home game for us. So we have to just set our sights on that and put our best foot forward as we open the championship. But certainly Carlow will, you know, you saw it yourself, you mentioned it there the last time, and they'll bring a serious challenge to Pearce Stadium on Sunday week.
Three teams out of six will come out of the group. I know last year, probably a slight concern that Galway were given big leads to teams last year. I know in the Leinster Championship, Wexford came to town first. I think they got two goals at the start.
Yeah.
We were 12 points down against Dublin. Yeah. I think eight down against Kilkenny in the Leinster final. I suppose that's something you'll try to eradicate this year, because you can't keep coming back from those deficits, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And it takes so much out of the team to try and claw that back as well. That it, and we've got caught at some stages trying to claw it back, and at the end, you know. So yeah, it's definitely been a focus for us, I suppose, all the time. You never want that to happen, but it certainly happened as a good bit last year. So it happened as a little bit in the league this year against Tip, being honest. We fell a little bit behind, but clawed it back. But it's definitely an area that we're focused on to try and be up and at it early and not let that situation develop, because we're giving ourselves a better chance then as the game goes on. So yeah, you're right, and we had a lot of work to do in some of those games last year. Now, in fairness to the lads, they did get it, you know, they got it done in a lot of them as well, but it's definitely not ideal when you fall behind like that.
You mentioned the first three games in the 13 days, the 6-day turnaround to Kilkenny and Wexford. After those block of three games, you'll have a fair idea as to how you'll be set in the championship, and two more games then to come after the break, Antrim and Dublin. So at least after the first three games, you'll know where you stand really going into the last two games.
Yeah, and everyone will. Yeah. You know that's the way it pans out. And I suppose we'll approach it that way. You know, we'll take that first block of three games, if you like, Niall. Assess it then. You have a bit of time to gather a breath then, and then you have, as you said, a week off, and then we have to travel to Antrim as well, of course, and our last game then is at home against Dublin. So yeah, I mean, the focus for us now will remain on those first three, see where we are then, and then plan for after that.
How have preparations gone since the league?
Yeah, good, I think. Obviously, you know, we were away. We got some time away on training camp, and I think for everyone, I think that was very, very positive. I suppose, you know, we're training tonight now, so a lot of lads will come from work, come into training. You know, they'll train hard, but, you know, everyone has to get away home afterwards and has different things on. So just, I suppose, the benefit of having everyone away and getting time together and getting time to do our training and not and keeping everyone together afterwards, I think that was very positive for us. So yeah, you're just hoping now that this week goes well for us, next week goes well for us, and we have everyone in good shape and available for championship. So, you know, that's where we're at. But I think, you know, give a lot of credit to the lads themselves. They've trained well, they've trained hard, and they've put a lot of work into this. And I suppose it's to try and get ready for what's coming now. So yeah, I think we're happy with the preparations, but it doesn't guarantee anything, you know. It's all about performance and results. Mm. So we've trained well, and now we just need to get ready, and we need to play well. So that's the challenge in front of us now, and that starts, I suppose, Sunday week.
Kenny Park, you're training at the moment, so the evenings are brightening up. Weather-wise, it mightn't be great, but they are brightening up, which obviously is real championship weather. The aim for the year, Jamie, obviously to get into the top three first, but then probably to win the Leinster Championship. I know there's been disappointment over the past 2 years that Galway haven't taken home that Leinster title, particularly last year, getting so close. No doubt the aim is to try and win Leinster.
Yeah, and I suppose the aim, maybe first off, is what you said, is there's three slots up for grabs, and we absolutely want to try and get one of those. And then, you know, you want to look beyond that and say, well, please God, we'd get to a Leinster final. As you said, last year definitely was a disappointment, you know, after down the home straight and just got pipped at the end. But, you know, you can try and rectify that if you get back there again, but we've a lot of work to do to make sure we have that opportunity. And you know, I'm not trying to give you a cliched answer here, Niall, but it's important that the focus remains on the games that are in front of us. Mm-hmm. And if we do that well, then we might have that opportunity. But if we don't, well, then we won't, because it's a very competitive competition. You know that, it's a competitive environment and every team wants to do well. And the teams who didn't make it to the last three or last two last year are setting their sights on getting there, no more than we are. So, you know, definitely trying to secure the one of those places, trying to get to a Leinster final, and ultimately trying to try our case again to see can we do one better than we did last year. But that all has to, I suppose we have to work at that now and take game by game as we try and build and start that on Sunday week at home.
You mentioned about maybe going one better than last year, semi-final defeat to Limerick in the end. Ultimately, looking at the championship as a whole, the Munster championship starts. We saw the league final last week, Clare and Kilkenny, big win for Clare. But Limerick going for that 5 in a row, they're obviously favourites going into the championship, and rightly so, in the sense that they have been so dominant over the past number of years.
Yeah, sure, top team, and I suppose the standard bearers that everyone is looking at, the Munster Championship will go ahead and happen, and whatever comes out of that, and that's obviously their focus. But yeah, I think, I'm sure, you look at Clare the other night, very, very good win for them to win the league final. And I'm sure they have, and a lot of teams that are starting out in this championship journey have their own goals, have their own aspirations and what they'd like to achieve. But yeah, there's no doubt that the standard bearers look to be Limerick right now, and they're there for, until somebody else is good enough to beat them. And I suppose everyone is looking at them and trying to reach the standard, and that's the way the natural evolution of it. Teams come along and they're really good and powerful, and everyone else tries to learn from them, and hopefully the standard of all the game then almost improves.
Well, Damien, thanks for talking to us on Galway Bay FM. The best luck for the championship. Hopefully we'll have a good successful year in Leinster and hopefully further afield after that.
Yeah, thanks very much, Niall. Appreciate it.